We're holding Gimel Pasuk Zayin. So the Pasuk says, Al Tihi Chacham Beinecha. Don't be smart in your eyes. Yiroh Es Hashem V'Sur Mira. Fear Hashem and turn away from evil, turn away from bad.
We notice it's a big theme in Mishlei. Not to be Chacham Beinecha.
So the Gro actually learns up this pasuk as a continuation, really, of what he said in the previous pasuk. What the pasuk says, "Bechol drachecha," right? Pasuk Vav said, "Bechol drachecha de'el," you should know Hashem in all your pathways and all your ways. "V'yi yashar chaisecha," and He will straighten out your paths. So we mentioned last week that the Gro seems to really be tearing in to the what he saw as a core problem of what the Chassidim were doing, and he says that b'chol drachecha de'eyu, you should know the hey vav, you should know the niglis ha'tayra, you should involve yourself, you should know the rabbin through keeping the chamishi chumshei tayra and the shisha sidra mishnah, the hey and the vav, and leave the hidden things to the rabbin shalom. Doesn't mean not to learn Sardis Torah, because the Gro also says that you're supposed to learn Sardis Torah, you're supposed to learn Kabbalah. But as far as how you act, as far as what you base your actions on, what you should base your actions only on the Niglas HaTorah, and not base them on the Nistaras HaTorah, on the hidden aspects. And that's why he says, your job, Da'eil B'chol Drechecho. V'hu, he, the Rabbani Shalom, Yashar Ochaisecha, he will take care of your Orchis, which are those hidden pathways. That's what we saw in the Gro last week. So in keeping with that theme, he says over here, Al ti chacham beinecha, in Pasuk Zayin, don't be wise in your eyes, don't be a chacham in your eyes. Lamed al sisrei tamei Torah v'tamei mitzasi chachma. To think that, oh, you understand the hidden secrets and reasons for the Torah, and you will say, oh, I found chachma. Right? We know that Seydus HaTorah are actually called Chachma. They're the Bechina of Chachma, more than the Niglas HaTorah, like we mentioned all the way back at the beginning of the Shiurim, that in the Zayir it always uses the Lashon of Chazeh, whereas opposed to in the Gemara Bavli, certainly it uses the Lashon of Toshma. And the difference between Re'iyah and Shmiah, seeing and hearing, is the difference between Chachma and Bina. So that the Re'iyah is connected to Chachma, it's connected to wisdom, it's where you see the full picture, and the Bina goes down into the details more and differentiates between things. And that's the Toshma, that's the job of the Niglas HaTorah.
Even though seeing the pieces.
Seeing the pieces and seeing and dividing and choosing between them. So the Chachma is a reference to the Sisri Tamei Torah. And that's what the Gro says. So don't be a Chacham Beinecha means don't think the full hidden secrets and reasons for the Torah, and you're going to say, oh, Matzasi Chachma, I found the Chachma. Rak, Yireyas Hashem. Just be Yireyas Hashem. Just fear God. Kaidem Avera, Tira Melefonov. Before the Avera, you should have Yira before Hashem. V'loitase, and don't do the Avera. Ushvor Yitzchara.
With the Melech, with the Nashim, that had to do with Sisri HaTorah, the time of Torah.
I'm going to get to that. Yeah, that's a hint to that Gemara where Shlomo HaMelech said that, you know, he understood, right, since the Le'ab Susim and the Le'ab Nashim was that it shouldn't lead the Melech astray, and he therefore said, okay, he's safe from that because of all his Chachma and his Yirsh Hashem. And
that was a big Sisri Torah saying this. I think is that not even the Lashon of the Pasuk?
It is, but even still, you're saying it's not even such a Seser, it's not such a certainly if even on that level the Torah says Mefurish, so it's a Kal V'chomer. If the Torah says Mefurish, don't do it because of this and this, and you think, okay, fine, but I'm past that, you know, that could lead you astray. That's, by the way, the reason it says in this farm, I think of it Chazal, right? That the Chazal said that the Gemara Sanhedrin, right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mipnei Madlin is Galu Taim B'Torah. Why weren't the reasons for the Torah revealed? Why weren't the reasons put in there? Two psukim, right, revealed the reasons, and the greatest of the world was nichshal on them, stumbled on them. Right, it says not to have too many wives. I'll have many wives, and I won't turn from Hashem. And then the pasuk says that when Shlomo got older, his wives turned his heart. Okay, there's different perushim to what that means, but nevertheless, the pasuk is clearly saying that there was something that went wrong here. And it says, don't have too many horses. And he said, I'll do that. And there again, the pasuk says, right? Once again, he was nichshal in the ribui susim aspect as well. So the point is that from there you see that if you understand the time of Torah, there's a serious suspicion, there's a chashash that you're going to be over Isurim thinking that the Isur doesn't apply to you. Thinking that, okay, I understand the reason for the Isur, it doesn't apply to me, and I'm free to go. And the dogma for that, the sample, the classic example for that is Shlomo HaMelech, like the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin brings. So that's what that's where the Goyin is coming from. So Alti Chacham Beinecha, don't be smart in your eyes, thinking that you figured out, you know the Sisri time of Torah, and you say Matzasi Chachma. Rak Yireis Hashem, just have Yireis Hashem. Koydim Avera Timulufana. Before the Avera, you should have Yira from Hashem. V'loy Tase, and don't do it. Ushvor Yitzrach Hara, and just break that Yitzhar, break your Yitzhar. Besur Mir, yeah, what?
After the Tase is Shvor
Yitzhar. Oh, what's then? Besur Mira. And then the sur mira is afterwards. The imka shalta be'avinecha, and if, right, because turn away from the ra is like you've already been there, right? The sur mira, you're already at the ra, so now get away from the ra. So the imka shalta be'avinecha, so the Gra explains it to me like this: and if you stumbled in your sin, tir'eh la sur mira, make sure you get away from the ra. Make sure you turn away from the ra. Say tshuva and do tshuva. This is not the typical way that we normally were used to the pasuk of Sur Meirah V'Aseh Tov, which means don't do the
Lo'Yisaseh. If it's facing you, get go away from it.
Right, and do the Tov. And here he's learning it in a different context, that you should have be Yorias Hashem so you don't do the Avera. But if you did do the Avera and fell into the Ra, then get out of there. Sur Meirah, get away from the Avera. Don't, you know, make sure to do Tshuva. V'heim, Neged Chachma Ubina. And these parallel Chachma and Bina. Why? It's a mafurish pasuk in Iyud. Ki yiras Hashem hi chachma, v'sumera bina. Yiras Hashem is chachma, and the sumera is bina. It's beautiful. Ties it into that pasuk. So we have over here in this pasuk that means a clause that's referring to the chachma of a person. We have a clause that's referring to the bina of the person. Ulamala amar, in the previous pasuk we saw a clause b'chol drachecha de'eh ushua das harei chabad. So we have over here chachma bina v'das. So these two psukim are a hira or instruction to how a person should be using his chabad, his chachma bina and das. Vayter pasuk ches.
Saying, what's pshat of shvar yitzchar ra? Saying that even if you think that you're doing a mitami chachma,
right,
that's yitzchar ra. And go with bina in that situation, and that's gonna be a shvir.
Go with chachma. Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is chachma.
Right. Sorry. Yiras Hashem. Right. So go with chachma. Yeah. And that's going to be a shvir of the yetzer hara. No, it's not like lav dafka. Like the guy feels like he's saying it's a yetzer hara. He's saying it's more right. than right. just like a bad. It's a yetzer hara. That is a yetzer hara.
Right.
What is the
that is a yetzer hara.
What's the nekuda before the vary? It's chachma, and after the vary, it's bina.
Yeah. Because we know that the inyan of tshuva is rooted in bina. Right, so
right.
How does that work? Mm-hmm. Right, so as we mentioned, that the difference between chachma and bina is that chachma is really more the inyan of the klal, And Bina is din and mis'ar and Mina, the quality of Bina, the defining quality of Bina, the Zohar says, is that dinin are stirred from it, meaning it has a shayichus to the protim. The protim are stemming from the koyach of Bina. So, for example, we used in the past the example from human life, right, is that the father gives the tipa, right, in the Maaseh Zivug, and he provides that undifferentiated tipa, which is, and that's the klech, what's called chachma, and the mother receives that tipa, and inside of her she has that koyach, that's the koyach of the mother, is that it gives the tzura, it gives form and develops the different evarim of the child out of that tipa, so that now that tipa develops into a full child, right, in the 9 months of pregnancy. So that means that she's given differentiation, right, and organized in a specific way, that tipa that she received in an undifferentiated way from Abba. Okay, so she is, the mother is, was referred to as the level of Bina, like we find also Chazal say, right, Bina Yisera, women have Bina Yisera because that's their defining quality, they have extra Bina, more than the man, right, and the husband, right, the father, Abba, that's the Alpida Kabbalah, that's the Koyach of Chachma, because that's really what he does. The same thing the Gemara is Mitzayir, it illustrates it, that the husband brings home, let's say, the wheat from the field, which he really can't do anything with. He brings in the raw material, and now the wife takes it and turns it into food, which is now usable, and that's the partnership that goes between Chachma and Bina. So in doing tshuva, where does avera take place? Avera takes place through fragmentation. In other words, if a person was completely in a unified state, okay, where his, let's say, his guf and his neshama and all the different levels of his being are all integrated, so then he's connected. Then he'll be connected to the Rabbi Shalom. You know, when it's Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. So the person too, if you parallel that Hashem Echad and you are one, so you are one with Hashem. You're one with yourself, and then you're one with Hashem, because that's, we're just the ikar of the human being is the neshama, which is a chelik aleikam imal. The Rambam, by the way, that's why the Rambam insists at the beginning of Shmoneh Prakim Rambam, is it the beginning? I don't remember what parak it is. I think it is the beginning. But in Shmoneh Prakim Rambam, the Rambam says that you should know that there are five different parts of the soul, and he goes into what they are, not calling them Nefesh, Ruach, and Shem, Chai, Yechida like we're used to, but they parallel them. And
what does he say?
In Shmoneh Prakim Rambam, I don't remember now which, if it's the first parak or a little bit later. So, and then he says, but you know that it's one, it's all one soul. You can't view the soul in a fragmented way where there's different souls that all are, you know, the person is comprised of a number of different souls. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap goes into this in his commentary on the Shmoneh Prakim Rambam, basically explaining that for the person to be, you know, really the person paralleling that Koyach of Echad of the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is, I don't remember if he says it in this form or I'm saying this form, but this is one aspect of this take, that if in order for you to have, first of all, I think what he focuses on, if I remember correctly, is the Koyach of Echira, that in order for the person to have a choice, so you have to be one. Otherwise, it's just like a battlefield between different koyaches. It's not real bechira. If you have more of this, then this side is going to win. If you have more of that, you have the other side, right? But in order for us to be betzelem, what does it mean betzelem alakim? I think this is actually what he does say. Betzelem alakim, you're in the image of God, right? So one of the perushim in that is that the way the Rebbeinu Shalom is roitzah, the way the Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, as if has bechira, right? Because he can do whatever he wants. So too, man was created with that koyach of bechira, where we can do whatever we want. In order for you to have real bechira, it means that your soul has to be essentially one. Otherwise, that's not bechira. It's just a battle between different things that landed up beside you.
Which side is
who's stronger? Right. So basically, what I'm saying is that what happens in Avera is there's a breakup of that unity, right? When Adam Rishon eats from the Eitz HaDas, he eats from the Eitz HaDas Tov V'Ra. Before that, he's holding higher than Das. He's holding at a level of harmony. And Das brings him down into a level of knowing the difference between good and bad, meaning he's now living in a world of fragmentation, of separation.
And
the
Bechir is the person, that's a person that has to be Echad, but he has to deal with, he's dealing with fragments. You have to have Tzedodim.
Okay, so
if he's Batsim, if he's fragmented himself, there's no Bechira.
So Olam Hazeh is, in order for Olam Hazeh to exist and get into the matzav of physicality, so it's Batsim, it's inherently a place of fragmentation, a place of separation. Because physicality means separation, division, fragmentation. It's, right, it's had to separate from God, right? Bara, he created something outside of him. Bara is the lotion of coming out. So it's lost that state of oneness, okay, that's inherent into the physical world. And when man is now put into this world, so we're put into this world first with that goof, which is separated, inherently separated, it's physical.
Separated from the ruchnius.
Even within itself. It's a bar hakava, like the Ramban says, right, that anything that's grafted from different yesodis, right, from the four yesodis, is going to eventually fall apart and die.
Saying that are physically, we're even just different parts that are just
different elements, made up of different elements, and therefore we are. The body is inherently a piece of separation.
It's like glue holding it together, but it's about some fragments.
Right, and at the same time, we're created with a neshama, which is chelek olekem mal, which is inherently a oneness. And now avoda is for the neshama to overtake, overpower and lead the body and elevate the body into a matzav of oneness. That's being mekadosh the body, right? Sanctifying the guf, making it holy, making it kedusha is also lashon chachma, which is, means inherently oneness. Okay, and that's through the Torah and mitzvahs. That's the koyach the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us. That's why on Shavuos there's a Rosh Hashanah Yom Tov says you have to have chetzi lashem, chetzi lachem, according to all mandah amrim. You have to have half, you know, to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Torah and Tefillah, and half, you have to enjoy yourself and have food and have physical pleasure. Why? Because he says that's the whole goal of the Torah, is to combine the neshama and guf all for in avodas Hashem. So to show that, you know, like symbolize that, the chiyuv of Shavuos is to give half to the neshama and half to the guf, because they're both supposed to be part of the package avodas Hashem that we're giving to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So really, ultimately, the Chetzi Lechem is also a part of your Lashem, actually. But getting back, so the Avera, what happens with Avera is that the person loses, you know, that maimed of oneness, of purity, of oneness, which is really godliness, gets affected by the environment, gets affected by his Yitzhahara, gets affected by his body, which he didn't yet elevate, or he didn't elevate enough, and he falls into a matzah of a situation of fragmentation. Okay? Now, where does that fragmentation take place? Where's the root of that fragmentation? Not where it doesn't take place in the ima, but it's rooted in the mother, right? The chiluke evarim, the division of different body parts that took place in the mother. In the mother, the baby is completely unified, but the source of the division already takes place there. When the baby now is born, so there's going to be the hands and feet and all the different parts of the person are going to function independently. They're connected, obviously, and whatever, but as time goes on, you know, the heart pulls you one way and the brain pulls you one way and the feet might pull you one way and the hands pull you another. And that's the job, is to like bring a harmony to the body where the body also becomes tied to the neshama and one in the service of Hashem. So the chet is where that didn't work, where the person was pulled out. So the tikkun for that, right, the tshuva, what we talk about tshuva, to bring you back to the state of oneness means kind of to like bring you back to that fetal state where you were still one in the mother's womb. The mother's womb is the bridge between the state of oneness to the state of fragmentation. So bringing back the process, rewinding it, so to say, getting to the sheirish means which is what Chu is all about, going to the root, is getting back into that matzav of bina and that matzav of ima. So that's why the Gra says over here that the bina sur meira is doing tshuva.
Getting back into bina, or is using bina to get back to chachma?
It's getting back into bina, but automatically by doing that, bina always has a zivug going on with chachma. So it is bringing you towards chachma, but that's not the focal point. That's another higher trait. But tshuva itself is already just bringing it back into the level of bina.
Like in the state where it's supposed to be a bina, then to make the right decision.
Yeah. It's also because the body itself automatically, once you're dealing with a body, you're dealing with the virus, so it's only going back into bina.
So why is
anyway.
Refraining from chait chachma? That should also be bina, just before the chait.
No, so refraining from chet is you didn't fall into the separation.
And you're saying the person is right, no matter what he's bina.
Right, but you applied your matzav of your Yiras Hashem, is you applied chachma, and through that chachma got rid of the Yetzer Hara. Because right. That's the kech, by the way, I'll be Kabbalah, I'll be that result, that's the kech that completely cancels out, nullifies the Yetzer Hara.
That's why with the Rambam, each person, you know, learns Torah, so they
put... Exactly, right, we spoke about
it. You're saying by using chachma, he maintains a healthy state of bina.
He's
in a healthy
he's
place.
He's used chachma, but he has not allowed himself to leave that state of unity. When he has left the state of unity, it means he had to have gone down through bina and then down even weiter, lower than bina. So that doing tshuva means he's got to go back up into bina. Okay, because the source of the chet is bina. At bina, things can still go wrong. There's still a, you know, somewhat of a shaychus. Or it's not that things could go wrong. It's actually, by the way, a steer in that Rizal. If bina is what gets rid of the Yitzhar, chachma gets rid of the Yitzhar. And what the Farshim really say is that bina does have the kech to get rid of the Yitzhar, but only when she's in zivug with chachma. So it's like it's an interesting. Something a little bit more complex here going on on the level of what koyach exactly it is, but certainly as far as the chet goes, as far as tshuva goes, we have to deal with the fragmentation, and that fragmentation is rooted in the bina. Except that in bina, that fragmentation is no longer fragmentation, but rather togetherness. It's a system working in a proper way.
Unified fragments.
I would call it fragments, because once it's unified, it's not. But it's a unified. How would we put it? Kala Pratim, right. The Pratim are all mechubarim, and they're joined together.
A system, you said.
Yeah,
a
system. Yeah. Okay. That's why, by the way, the Gemara says by Hein Yiras Hashem. So it says Hein is lashon of achas. It says Hein Yiras Hashem
Yichachma.
Hein is lashon achas. Chachma is the inyan of oneness, as opposed to bina, which is dina misarim bina. That already has fragmentation rooted in the bina, as opposed to chachma. Okay.
So we're using Yiras Hashem, like interesting. So, like we mentioned before, that through Torah, through chachma, a person can get out of the Yetzer Hara. Here's through Yiras Hashem. Like that's like two different ofanim of coming out to the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, Yiras Hashem and Chachma are related. Yeah, on one level, I mean, Yiras Hashem really is referred to, Kabbalistically speaking, as two different levels, which I don't want to get into it now because it's not the right forum, but on the one hand, it's like rooted in the sphere of Malchus, on the other hand, it's rooted in the sphere of Chachma. Well, it's called maybe Chachma Tata, whatever, like the lower Chachma, but they're intertwined. It's an expression of both. Okay. So rifus tihi l'sharecha v'shikui l'atzmasecha. So it'll be a refuah for your flesh, right, for your basar, and like moisture, shikui, I think is moisture for your bones, right? Bones dry out and they need a certain moisture, and crack. So this is going to be rifus tihi l'sharecha.
Sharecha is where the basar is.
But yeah, it's the basar. Yeah. So the gross says, hasur mira shua tshuva. The sur mira that, right, in the previous pasuk, well, in the previous pasuk, which is the tshuva, yerufula b'saracha, is going to be a cure for your flesh. Kamash kasav v'shav v'rafalai, the foolish pasuk, you do tshuva and you get a refuah. Doing tshuva brings a person the cure, right? V'shikul atzmei secha, and the moisture to your bones, hi hayira. That's a reference to the yira in the previous pasuk. Shehi mitzvah saseh, which is a mitzvah saseh. Ki yoshav v'loy ovar avera, because if a person sat and did not transgress an avera, he had a chance, he had an opportunity, he was enticed to be over an avera, and he didn't do the avera. So the Gemara says it's considered as if he did a mitzvah, and he's going to actually receive the schar of a mitzvah. It's mamish a mitzvah zaseh. In other words, if you did not do, you were not over a mitzvah loy zaseh, so then you get the schar of a mitzvah zaseh mamish. And therefore that's what it means, that it's going to be like moisture to your bones. So why the bones? Because we know that there's, oh, he's about to say it over here. And why does he use the lashon of l'sharecha, which is basar, by the loisaseh, and by the positive commands is used lashon of your bones? Because basar and etzem, the flesh and the bones, refer to the 248 evarim. The 248 limbs are limbs of bones. That's mufurish in the Mishnah and Ahalas. And so 248 bones, right? That's kenegad mitzaseh. And therefore, it uses the lashon of shikul hatmasecha in reference to mitzaseh. V'shesagidim, and the shesagidim, that's coming from the basar, the Gro explains. Atzamas heina evarim. The bones are the limbs, which is 248, and the basar is from the gidim. Lachina basar shu sharecha neged loisaseh. So therefore, the basar, which is the sharecha, that keneged the loisaseh, that's meisecha neged mitzvaseh, and your bones is keneged the mitzvaseh. Okay. So really, you know, that's the way the Gro learns all these psukim. Like, he usually ties a few psukim together, you know. So we're going to see, actually, probably next week, on a larger level of tying together. But here, clearly, we had Vav Zayin and Ches. Vav Zayin was like Chabad, right? And the Ches is referring back to the Chaman Bina, the Sumer and the Yiras Hashem. And now we're going weiter. Kabiris Hashem Mehoincha. Honor Hashem from your hoin, like anything he gives you, right? Literally from all that you have. I don't know,
possessions, wealth.
Possessions, right, acquires, whatever. But the Chazal say, we're going to see in the Gro, he goes with this, they learn, right, don't read it, mehoinecha ela mehoinancha, what Hashem granted you. Anything that Hashem gives a person, Chazal even say, right, if he gave you a good voice, go up to the Amud. So the Medrash, go up to the Amud and down for the Amud. Give you a good voice, use it for l'chvayt shemayim. So, kabiris Hashem yaynecho, mereishis kol tvosecha, from the beginning of this, right, the first of all your grain, says the Goyin, kabiris Hashem yaynecho, ki nesinas adam nechal k'shtayim. The giving of a person is subdivided into two. Echad mashem uchuyiv min ha-Torah losses shem trumas ha-maisis. One is what is obligated from the Torah to give. Trumas ha-maisis, everyone is uchuyiv to give trumas ha-maisis. V'asheni utzdaka la'aniyim b'kol davar she'eshel. And the second thing is that you're supposed to give tzedakah from anything that you have. Trumas ha-maisis is only from stuff that you grow in the fields, right? But tzedakah is from everything that you have. V'lachein amar kabiris Hashem lo'inecho, v'lat tzedakah. Give honor Hashem from your hoin, that's a reference to the tzedakah. From anything and everything that Hashem granted you, like the pasuk says, from what your God granted you. And it says the lashon of kabed, which is a pasuk later on in Mishlei. So you see the lashon of chanina tied together with the lashon of kavod, even though it has a little different context. We don't have time to get into it over here yet, but nevertheless, the Goyen is learning, is putting together the two usages over here. And from the start of all your tefuah, heim trumos, from the beginning, right? Of all your tefuah, heim trumos shechiva teri tefuah. Those are the trumos that the Torah obligated you to give from the tefuah. So this pasuk is referring to the two types of nesina that you have to give. Kabbalah Shem Ha'incha is, I guess, the more relevant part today. Not so many of us are growing produce in the fields, but so at least we still have the Kavod HaShem Ha'incha. Is that anything that a person does have, you should use it for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.